The International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, for January 7th, 2018, is from the Book of Daniel, Chapter 1, Verses 1 through 21. Hear now the Word of the Lord from the New International Version, for Daniel, Chapter 1, Verses 1 through 21. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord delivered Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, along with some of the articles from the temple of God. These he carried off to the temple of his God in Babylonia, and put in the treasure house of his God. Then the king ordered Aspenaz, king of his court officials, to bring into the king's service some of the Israelites from the royal family and the nobility, young men without physical defect, handsome, showing aptitude for every kind of learning, well-informed, quick to understand, and qualified to serve in the king's palace. He was to teach them the language and literature of the Babylonians. The king assigned them a daily amount of food and wine from the king's table. They were to be trained for 3 years, and after that, they were to enter the king's service. Among those who were chosen were some from Judah: Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. The chief official gave them new names: to Daniel, the name Belshazzar; to Hananiah, Shadrach; to Mishael, Meshach; and to Azariah, Abednego. But Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine, and he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself this way. Now God had caused the official to show favor and compassion to Daniel. But the official told Daniel, "I am afraid of my lord the king, who has assigned your food and drink. Why should he see you looking worse than the other young men your age? The king would then have my head because of you." Daniel then said to the guard, whom the chief official had appointed over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, "Please test your servants for 10 days. Give us nothing but vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then compare our appearance with that of the young men who eat the royal food, and treat your servants in accordance with what you see." So he agreed to this, and tested them for 10 days. At the end of the 10 days, they looked healthier and better nourished than any of the other young men who ate the royal food. So the guard took away their choice food and the wine they were to drink, and gave them vegetables instead. To these 4 young men God gave knowledge and understanding of all kinds of literature and learning, and Daniel could understand visions and dreams of all kinds. At the end of the time set by the king to bring them into his service, the chief official presented them to Nebuchadnezzar. The king talked with him, and he found none equal to Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, so they entered the king's service. In every matter of wisdom and understanding about which the king questioned them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters in his whole kingdom. And Daniel remained there until the first year of King Cyrus. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Daniel Chapter 1, Verses 1 through 21. New International Version, January 7, 2018. Please note, some will only study Daniel Chapter 1, Verses 8 through 21. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further will help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. You can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. Daniel chapter 1, verse 1. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. King Jehoiakim was appointed king over Judah by the king of Egypt, before the Babylonians conquered Egypt and Judah. The third year may refer to Babylonian dating, for some time between 606 and 605 BC. Daniel was taken to Babylon in the first captivity and remained there for the entire 70 years of captivity. See Jeremiah chapter 25, verses 11 through 13. Jerusalem and the temple were destroyed by the Babylonians in 586 BC, and many more Judeans were carried away into exile to Babylon. Daniel 1, 2. And the Lord delivered Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, along with some of the articles from the temple of God. These he carried off to the temple of his God in Babylonia, and put in the treasure house of his God. Because of their sins, because the Judeans had turned from worshiping and serving the true God only, to also sacrificing, even sacrificing their children, to idols, they forfeited the protection of God. Indeed, as punishment, the Lord actually delivered Judah into the hands of the Babylonians and into exile. God would no longer hear their prayers, and God would punish them at the hands of faraway enemies who would conquer them. Shinar is another name for Babylon. The gods or idols were probably Marduk and Bel. Daniel 1:3. Then the king ordered Ashpenaz, chief of his court officials, to bring into the king's service some of the Israelites from the royal family and the nobility. Perhaps three groups of people were meant in this verse: Israelites with skills that could be used by the Babylonians, descendants of the house of King David, nobles from Judah and other Israelite tribes who had homes in Jerusalem, whom, when the city fell to the king Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel 1:4. Young men without physical defect, handsome, showing aptitude for every kind of learning, well-informed, quick to understand, and qualified to serve in the king's palace. He was to teach them the language and literature of the Babylonians. The king of Babylon wanted perfect physical specimens of those he defeated in battle to beautify his court and demonstrate his power over other nations. The sons of the nobility and the descendants of King David and King Solomon would have received the best education the Judean court could have provided. Their knowledge of science, mathematics, and politics would help the Babylonian court when they learned how to speak the Babylonian language, act according to court customs, and learn Babylonian history and literature. Daniel 1:5. The king assigned them a daily amount of food and wine from the king's table. They were to be trained for 3 years, and after that, they were to enter the king's service. The king showed concern for their mental and physical well-being, for selfish reasons, probably. God also providentially showed love and concern for the Judean captives, who especially remained loyal to God, but who were taken into captivity anyway, as in the case of Daniel and his three friends, who rose to prominence in the king's service. Daniel 1:6. Among those who were chosen were some from Judah: Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. These four young men became examples of how to act if carried into captivity, or if you are under the dominion of a government that does not seek to obey the true God and the moral law. Their Judean names probably meant Daniel, God is my judge; Hananiah, God is gracious; Mishael, who is what God is; Azariah, God has helped. Daniel 1:7. The chief official gave them new names. To Daniel, the name Belshazzar. To Hananiah, Shadrach. To Mishael, Meshach. And to Azariah, Abednego. The palace master gave them new names because they were now under a new king and were required to learn a new language and customs. These new names meant a new worldly authority had conquered them. They now had to have Babylonian names that referenced Babylonian idols. Belshazzar probably meant protect his life. Shadrach means the command of Aku, the moon god. Meshach may mean who is what Aku is. Abednego means servant of Nebo, another Babylonian god. Daniel 1:8. But Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine, and he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself this way. Daniel's resolve may have influenced the other three not to defile themselves either. We should not be surprised if this were the case. The book of Daniel does not tell us how many other Judeans may have done the same as Daniel, or if there even were other Judeans chosen to serve in the king's court. There may have been others from Jerusalem who ate the king's rations, which seems possible since the nation was exiled for her unrepentant idolatry and allegiance to foreign gods. The food and wine had probably been offered to idols first, and some meats God had forbidden his people to eat. Daniel 1:9. Now God had caused the official to show favor and compassion to Daniel. Emphasizing human responsibility to obey the Lord in the face of danger, Daniel first resolved to obey God completely. Then he asked the official over him for permission to avoid eating the king's rations. God intervened at that point, and the palace master showed them favor, compassion, and understanding. God sustained Daniel in his resolve to remain completely loyal to him. The book of Daniel will continue to illustrate the importance of courageously obeying the Lord in the face of danger and death. Daniel 1:10. But the official told Daniel, I am afraid of my lord the king, who has assigned your food and drink. Why should he see you looking worse than the other young men your age? The king would then have my head because of you. The palace master did not command Daniel and his friends to eat the king's food. He simply expressed his fear of the king to Daniel and why he feared the king. He feared Daniel and his friends might not look as healthy as the other young men, and if the king discovered that he had disobeyed the king and had fed them different food, he would be executed. Daniel 1:11. Daniel then said to the guard, whom the chief official had appointed over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, since the palace master did not approve or deny Daniel's request, Daniel spoke to the palace guard, who had direct responsibility for Daniel and his friends. Daniel quietly and patiently persisted in trying to receive the approval of his captors for a diet change, instead of defiantly confronting anyone directly and endangering the lives of anyone needlessly. Daniel 1:12. Please test your servants for 10 days. Bring us nothing but vegetables to eat and water to drink. Daniel showed his wisdom by proposing a test regarding the foods they would eat so as not to defile themselves. Rather than eat forbidden meats or meat that had been offered to idols, they would eat vegetables only. Rather than drink wine, and possibly so much wine that it would impair their judgment and ability to learn, they would drink only water. Daniel 1:13. Then compare our appearance with that of the young men who eat the royal food, and treat your servants in accordance with what you see. Daniel did not want to disobey the objective moral law of God that he knew God had given for the benefit of all people, to show the guard that obeying God's law is better than obeying a king's command. Daniel asked the guard to judge by appearances, their appearances, as obedient servants of the Lord. Daniel believed that God would bless the appearance of those who obeyed him when they were tempted to do wrong or were tested. Daniel 1:14. So he agreed to this and tested them for 10 days. The guard saw no harm in agreeing to a short test. Neither the king nor the palace master would notice much change in Daniel's appearance over 10 days, if they even saw him at all. But the palace guard would be particularly attentive to any problems, since his life depended on his obedience and watchful care over Daniel and his friends. Daniel 1:15. At the end of the 10 days, they looked healthier and better nourished than any of the young men who ate the royal food. God nourished Daniel and his friends properly when they sought to obey him and not defile themselves by eating unclean food or food that had been offered to idols. Their whole godly lifestyle would give them a better appearance than those who ate unhealthy foods and or drank too much wine. Less disciplined or less godly captives might have overindulged because of their good fortune to eat and drink so well, rather than consider the consequences in the long term. Daniel 1:16. So the guard took away their choice food and the wine they were to drink and gave them vegetables instead. At Daniel's request, the guard may have wisely brought them choice food and wine by the king's standards, in addition to the necessary amount of vegetables and water that Daniel requested. Then Daniel and his friends would eat only vegetables and drink only water, and send the choice food back uneaten. Since they looked so well, the guard would no longer need to bring them choice food and wine. The purpose of the king's command was to promote the mental and physical well-being of those he had chosen to beautify and serve his court. It would not do for Daniel and his friends to condemn the royal rations and declare defiant disobedience to the king. So God gave them wisdom and showed them a diplomatic way to obey him and achieve the ultimate purpose of the Babylonian king without disobeying God. Daniel 1:17. To these four young men God gave knowledge and understanding of all kinds of literature and learning, and Daniel could understand visions and dreams of all kinds. These four young men were rewarded by God for their loyalty to God and their unswerving efforts to obey God in everything, even by what they refused to eat and drink. Their diet no doubt aided their study and promoted clear thinking. In addition, God gave all four of them knowledge, skill, and wisdom beyond human learning. As far as we know, only Daniel received from God insight into visions and dreams, which he will demonstrate in the king's court throughout the book of Daniel. Daniel 1:18. At the end of the time set by the king to bring them into his service, the chief official presented them to Nebuchadnezzar. After 3 years of education and only eating foods approved by God, Daniel and his three friends, along with all the other young men who ate and drank the choice food and wine of the king, were brought before King Nebuchadnezzar to be examined and judged personally by him. After having passed the 10-day test of the guard, they were tested again at the end of 3 years by the king himself. Daniel 1:19. The king talked with them, and he found none equal to Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, so they entered the king's service. The king questioned all those he had formerly set aside for service in his court. None of the exiles from Judah or any other nation except for Daniel and his three friends excelled as much as they did as they were examined. Therefore, the most godly and obedient young men from Jerusalem were stationed in the king's court as advisors to the king, which would bring many blessings to the exiled Judeans and perhaps saved many from death. Daniel eventually became the king's most honored and trusted advisor, especially after he faced further tests of his loyalty to God. Perhaps unknowingly, the king was always given the best godly advice of Daniel, similar to Joseph, as an advisor to Pharaoh in Egypt. Daniel 1:20. In every matter of wisdom and understanding, about which the king questioned them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters in his whole kingdom. Magicians and enchanters, or astrologers, had occupied the king's court from the beginning as his advisors. To these advisors the king added 4 men of God, men who prayed and obeyed God no matter what the possible consequences, as the entire book of Daniel shows. Those who listened to God and inquired of God for guidance were 10 times better advisors than those who worshipped idols and sought only worldly wisdom. This fact has been true for hundreds of years in many nations. Daniel 1:21. And Daniel remained there until the first year of King Cyrus. Daniel continued to serve in the court of the Babylonians until the Babylonians were conquered by the Persians, and Babylon itself fell to King Cyrus. We have no indication that Daniel did not continue to serve for some time in the court of King Cyrus. It seems very likely that he would have served King Cyrus and have helped the Judeans return home to Jerusalem at the command of King Cyrus. God, who had blessed Daniel during 70 years of exile, would have continued to watch over him until his work on earth was done. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. What resulted when the 4 young men put obedience to God first in their lives? 2. Can you name 2 prophets whose words might have encouraged Daniel as he and his friends were taken into exile? 3. Can you think of 1 reason God might have wanted these 4 young men to serve in the king's court? 4. Read Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Did God keep his promise to Daniel and his 3 friends? Explain your answer. Five. What tests did Daniel and his 3 friends face? International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. God's Plans for Our Future, January 7, 2018. Daniel 1:19. The king talked with them, and he found none equal to Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, so they entered the king's service. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, gives hope to all God's people. "For I know the plans I have for you," declares the Lord, "plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Unknown to the Judeans, when the Lord sent most of them into exile in 587 BC, he had prearranged to meet their spiritual and physical needs in Babylon. Before 587 BC, the Lord sent the prophet Ezekiel into exile, so he would be in Babylon when they arrived. Ezekiel would explain the reasons for their exile, call them to repentance and faith, and give them a realistic hope of returning to Jerusalem after their punishment. Before 587 BC, the Lord sent Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah into exile, so they could receive 3 years of training in the language and literature of the Babylonians, and be prepared to enter the service of King Nebuchadnezzar. In Daniel 1:20 we learn, "In every matter of wisdom and understanding, about which the king questioned them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters in the whole kingdom." As the king's best and wisest advisors, most of the time they were able to influence all the king's decisions to the benefit of God's people. When Ezekiel, Daniel, and Daniel's friends were taken into captivity with the disobedient Judeans, they probably did not know in advance the plans the Lord had for them. But they were the kind of men who would remain faithful to the Lord and trust in the Lord no matter what happened. Therefore, God could use them to care for His people. Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2018 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.